Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, you got your reasons. And you've got your lies. And you've got your manipulations. They cut me down to size.
Today, If You Could Only See by Tonic, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
When she says she loves me.
Once again, your song of the day, If You Could Only See by Tonic. Straight from the 90s there, 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Sorry, I got distracted by my phone. Who? Tonic?
Tonic.
That was Tonic?
I'm pretty sure they're a one-hit wonder.
Well, I'm pretty sure they
from
had a great
90s
hit.
'90s there.
I'm sure they got a. They had a great hit there. That's a great song. That's 90s?
90s.
Yeah, that's a.
Let me guess 97 on that.
You're
on a
heater.
Get that real quick.
You hit me with some Seether yesterday, on Monday. That was a great out of the gate song.
1996. That song is from.
Okay, God, I never would have guessed it was that old.
Yeah, oh, that's.
I would have said 2006. I would have said 2000.
Well, this actually says it's released 97, but recorded 95, released 97. That's okay. Whatever.
Have we heard from Corey lately? By the way,
yeah, he's been texting today.
Okay. I always wonder what he thinks of your songs.
He just texted in for that one, too.
What do you say?
You got to guess. Well, give you a rating first, and then we'll get his.
All right, we'll go my rating, Corey's rating, Harrison's rating. My rating is high. It's a 9.0.
Whoa.
That's a great song.
I got a 9.6 yesterday and a 9.0 today.
Yeah, you've done really well.
That's a heater, my friend.
You hit me with one that I never would have expected you to hit me with. I've always liked that song, and it's... Good job.
Harrison, there's no way he liked that one. He doesn't like 90s music, it feels like.
What do you say about Seether yet? Oh, too much emo.
Yeah.
Too much emo.
So you gave it a 9.0. Harrison gave that like a 3.6, maybe?
Higher. 5.
Oh, 5 on the dot.
Nice.
He says he never heard of Tonic. There's a reason because Tonic was a one-hit wonder from the 90s, Harrison. That's respectable.
Jake's heard of Tonic. Gin and Tonic.
Yeah, I do. Good old G&T. Good old G&T.
Yeah.
You want to guess Corey's score there?
Yeah. Corey likes it. He gave it a 7.0.
Corey says 3. This song got so much radio play in the late 90s.
It did.
It really did.
It did.
Still gets a lot of play today.
Yeah.
Here's some ratings before we get to our topic. 9 from Harper, 8 from Harper's dad. Gabe says, like yourself, you are killing it this week, Jake. 8.7, awesome song.
Yeah, you're killing it.
9 from Skittles.
Skittles.
Skittles is back.
Skittles
is
with us.
Yeah.
Rod
says a 6. Drew and Lincoln says you outdid yourself, Jake. 9.95.
Yeah. Whew. Corey, come on, Corey. Get on board.
Ed says 7. Fat Phil, 3 out of 10. Bland and generic, he says. Treat says 6.2. Oh, John in Des Moines got a guess.
I think he's more in line with Corey. and that he, this is not the exactly kind of music that he appreciates for.
And let me say this, I would say the same guess for John, but he says actually, not that. He says very cool song, still sounds great in 8. I would guess, like you did, a 4 for John.
I'd like to hear John's thoughts tonight on the Hoops game. John, if you want to chime in tomorrow, that'd be great.
Eric says, oh, bleep you, Jake. Bring me back to my high school days. 8.5, but of course you get a 2.
Oh, but did he say, oh, bleep you?
Yeah, he's, oh, bleep you, Jake.
Oh,
7.8 from Jared in Wisconsin. Corey responds back about Tonic.
Okay.
Corey says, Tonic may have been a one-hit wonder, but they have a pretty extensive catalog and following, a respected band.
God, Corey knows a lot about popular culture. A lot more than I do. And
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
John Des Moines says that's a better song than your Mac Jones take, Jake.
Yeah, your Mac Jones take was curious. Why would you take off on Mac Jones? What did he ever do to you? Like,
he's in my division. He's the story of the league, and he's just a guy.
All right, thank you. We got
he
to
throws
it.
The
hey,
ball
Harrison,
5 yards.
See what just happened there? We got to the root of his anger.
Well, Mac Jones throws the ball 5 yards, and he's a hero. Tua throws it 5 yards, and he can't throw the football. How many defensive backs are saying, oh, I could throw the ball like Tua does? I'm like, well, why are you losing to him then? That's my question.
It's a jealousy issue.
Logan Ryan.
What we're talking
about. Logan Ryan, defensive back for the Giants.
It's not even hard to identify. Why do you even need a psychologist? You're just jealous.
Logan Ryan, this
jealousy's
past Sunday.
An ugly emotion. Okay.
It's not jealousy.
Oh, it's not.
It doesn't make any sense. Tua's putting up better numbers than Mac Jones. And Mac Jones has an 8,000 times better offensive line and running backs.
Jealousy is ugly.
It's not jealousy.
You don't wear it well.
Miami.
Nobody.
Miami
does.
Gets no love from the media ever. They're forgotten. They're forgotten. They have this love affair with the Patriots, and now the Bills are. You know, now they get love affair too up there.
Oh. Are you okay?
I'm just telling you. We don't need respect to perform. I guess we'll be fine.
Do you need a hug?
We'll be fine.
Do you need a hug?
Can I give the Logan Ryan story quick?
Yes.
Logan Ryan, defensive back for the Giants, was talking about Mike Glennon was the backup quarterback for the Giants. He got banged up, and he was asked a question about, could you have been the backup quarterback if he got hurt? He says, yeah, I can throw 2-yard passes like Tua does. And here I am, bro, there is repeated video of you getting beat by Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker on 15-yard routes. What happened there? And by the way, Logan, what was the scoreboard of the ball game? I think it reads 20 for Miami and 9 for the sad, pathetic, lowly Giants, which you are a part of, pal.
When you start talking into space, it's the best thing ever. I'm just glad people can see that on video. All right, that was good. You made a good case there.
I watch a lot of football.
I know you
I
do.
Watch both teams, and I just don't get it.
Okay. Adrian.
Do
we have time?
We got a minute or two. Okay. Adrian Martinez was reported to visit Cal today, visiting California, Justin Wilcox's Bears today.
Cal recruited him.
He has already visited Kansas State.
Yes. Okay, you're hearing Louisville.
Okay.
You're hearing UCF. You're hearing a little Northwestern.
I don't like that one.
I know you
please,
don't.
Please don't do that, Adrian.
Yeah, I don't think
the
you
first
would.
Game of next year would be Adrian on the opposite team.
I don't think that
oh,
would
it'd be horrible.
And UCF. You're hearing a little UCF. He's on the tour. You know, he's taking his visits. And I think most people feel like it'll be Kansas State, which I think would be a nice home for him. His girlfriend plays soccer there. Everybody knows that. But I just think it would be a nice home for him. Kansas State in that conference, if hopefully he was have a good line, not too far, 2.5 hours from Lincoln. Not maybe he doesn't care about that, but
he
seems
care about Lincoln.
Well, I think he does. Now hold on, I'm sure he has a lot of friends here. Okay, a lot of friends in Lincoln, and I think he probably does care about Lincoln. He became part of our community, a big part of our community. So yeah, I guess if you're asking me the question, where do I hope he ends up? K-State would be number one.
I think that's what I think too, or yeah. What I want to see for him.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Well, yeah, with Chris Klieman, what they could do with him.
Well, you trust Chris Klieman,
I don't know if Deuce Vaughn is back next year or not. They're excellent running back.
Do you trust Chris Klieman though?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
I trust him, if Deuce Vaughn is back, they're the great running back. We get to see Adrian with a good running back for once, a reliable, game changing running back, which Deuce Vaughn is.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. I don't like the way you said that. I think Nebraska has some decent running backs,
but they've never committed to it though.
I don't think that room is bad.
I want to see them. I want to see him with a team that commits to a running back that has success with them. How about that?
Okay.
They commit to it at Kansas State.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I think you share the sentiment that it's really interesting to see where Adrian winds up. You can't say that about everybody, but for sure, Adrian, you're interested where he goes. Really interested.
I am. I just hope you don't have to play him this year. I don't want to play against him.
By the way, Feldarius Payne goes into the transfer.
Yes, we'll address that more top of the hour. What do you want to talk about top of the hour? Go ahead and tease it.
Well, I think that Parker Gabriel put out a story around dinner time yesterday about Nebraska narrowing its focus on a few guys for these openings on Scott Frost's staff, and I want to hear your thoughts on a few of them.
All right, that next top of the hour, an early break in the ticket.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.